Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brenda B. That's Dr. V. And we're from Gulf Coast Nutrition on the corner of Alderman and Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor, Florida. Come by and see us. We've been talking today about brain health and memory.
You remembered that.
I did remember. It wasn't very long. So, yeah. And he teases me because he knows I do have issues with that.
But they're getting much better since you've been taking the right supplements. So
right.
I'm really excited about that.
You know, and there are supplements that are absolutely necessary if you have any problems with your brain. If you're at a risk of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, you're just having some memory problems, you know, you've been diagnosed with something already with a little bit of dementia, which I haven't been diagnosed with, but he does claim I have it. So, which I wouldn't doubt. I do have a problem with my memory.
You're doing much better. So I'm really excited about all that.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
But, well, that's because I take SAMe, I think. I mean, that's one of the things that I take every day without fail is my SAMe.
Tell me more.
And that it's actually S-adenosylmethionine. It's a special form of methionine. And it actually passes the blood-brain barrier. You need it. It's in every cell of your body, and you need it for cellular function. It actually helps your cells communicate to each other. But they're seeing that a lot of the results are within the brain. It helps produce serotonin and some of the other neurotransmitters like dopamine and epinephrine and those type of neurotransmitters. People who are depressed, actually, who are lacking serotonin, who are lacking dopamine, or have problems with their neurotransmitters, getting excellent response with SAMe, but it also helps with cognitive decline and memory. And I take it every single day, and I find that it does help me quite a bit.
And this is not a prescription item.
No, this is not a prescription.
This is something you can get over the counter, but you want to make sure that it's of a high quality and a good dosage to make
right.
sure that
I
it
mean,
works for you.
It's very important. It works very well within the brain and for the brain afflictions. And like I said, I find that it works for me greatly with memory retention.
Mm-hmm. And you can write that out, SAMe.
Right.
For example, yes.
Like big capital SAM and little e, like a dash and little e, SAMe. So we instead of saying S-adenosylmethionine, we'll just call it SAMe. So, and you'll see that in supplement form. And you want to take, you'll see it in a 200 milligram. I wouldn't suggest a 200 milligram. I would highly suggest a 400 milligram tablet and take 400 to 1600 milligrams a day is what you want to do.
But if you're not sure, as we always say, either A, consult your doctor, or B, speak with someone who is knowledgeable in that field and would understand a little bit more about it to
sure,
help you along.
Sure, sure. And depending what's going on with you, you may need more if you're already in the throes of, you know, a little bit of early onset Alzheimer's or have other risk factors. You want to take a little bit more, probably closer to the 1600 milligram. Also, phosphatidylserine is very important. Remember, the brain is fat. It's mostly fat. And this is a specific fat that's actually in the outer membrane of our cells because all of our cells have a lipid membrane. And so, you know, especially in the brain, you need that. That's going to help carry our nutrients in and carry waste out of the brain cells. So you need a large amount. You see a lot of that in the brain cells itself. It's called phosphatidylserine. So it's actually studies are showing that it helps with declining mental function and depression. It helps to sharpen memory and increase your thinking ability. And they're saying that it actually is an effective treatment for Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia.
And I always mention, this is not just for the elderly. There are people in college whose brains are still growing. And
absolutely.
You want to function better in your testing. Brain health is so important to the young
because,
as well.
Because just like we were talking about memory, you've got to be able to encode it, store it, retrieve it. Especially if you're studying a lot, especially if you want to be up there in your brain capacity with the being able to memorize the entire Library of Congress.
Something like that, yeah.
You're right. That'll never happen with me. But you'll usually see phosphatidylserine in 100 milligram dosage, and you want to take that probably 2 to 3 times a day. Vinpocetine, you've heard of that one. That's actually from a plant, periwinkle. So it's actually shown that it increases cerebral blood flow and it has protective effects to the neurotransmitters, and it actually will increase memory. Well, it helps. I should say it in a different way. It helps with reduce memory impairment.
But what kind of dosages are we talking about there? Does that, there's, I know there might not be an official
It's a very
dosage.
Small yeah. dosage, actually. You'll see it in a small, like a 5 or 10 milligram dose, and that's really all you need of vimpocetine. Mm-hmm. And it as well helps reduce inflammation in the brain. We talked earlier about inflammation in the brain, so that's important. They're seeing that it plays a good role in the treatment of Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's. So it works in the brain in relation to the sodium calcium channels. So it's very important. Ginkgo, a lot of people will take ginkgo, and that's very good. It actually has the same effect within the brain on the neurotransmitters that serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine do for depression, memory, and attention. It increases circulation as well.
And that's what I was going to say, though. Be careful on some of these. I'm like, ginkgo increases circulation, which is great. And I know when I take it, everything seems a little more vivid. I'm a little more in the moment, and I can really recall things really well. But if someone has any kind of bleeding disorder or something where you don't want your circulation
right,
to be
increased.
Right, or
coagulate. If you have your coagulation set with warfarin or Coumadin, you don't
want
to take ginkgo.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
and always consult your physician on something like that, because you may be able to take it. It just depends on what it is that, you know, the doctor has you on. So consult with them. Definitely.
You know what else I do that really helps me is the pharma GABA, the special form of GABA. And a lot of people will take GABA to help relax them for people who have anxiety. And I see that if I take one or two of them in the evening, it does just that. It helps relax me. But if I take four of them, like I was eating them because they're really tasty. And so I noticed when I ate more than two, it would keep me awake at night, and I would have extremely sharp focus, and I would be like wanting to get up and, you know, start doing things in my day. So I started taking that in the morning, my PharmaGABA, and I started taking four of the PharmaGABA in the morning. And I see that it actually helps increase my focus during the day.
But for other people,
I notice a difference after I eat four of the GABA.
But for other people, taking one might get them drowsy, and they might take it better off in the evenings at
right.
night.
I mean, it's very helpful as it inhibits that excitatory neurotransmitters within the brain. So that's why it reduces anxiety, depression. So it helps you keep calmer, but it can also increase your memory and focus. So I do find that. It's very helpful. DMAE, if you know of DMAE, it's actually a precursor to the neurotransmitter acetylcholine, which is very, very important for people who are at a risk of Alzheimer's. So you want to make sure you protect that acetylcholine within the brain. So DMAE is also very helpful.
And these supplements that we've been speaking of, they either can be purchased individually in some cases when they're necessary, or in some cases they're in a formula that is used for memory or for brain function,
right,
and they're all there together in the right dosages.
Right. A lot of companies will put these ingredients together, a lot of these ingredients together specifically as a brain formula.
And we'll be giving away one of those, or two of those, in fact.
We'll be giving away two of those very shortly, as a matter of fact. Well, let's go ahead and give the number now.
Okay.
Why don't we?
So for those who would like to win the brain formula, the phone number to call is 727-754-2900. That's 727-754-2900. We're giving away two of those. So if you call and it's busy or you get the machine, just hang up, call right back, and we'll be able to give away
first two callers
will get that memory brain formula. You see, Brenda B., I remembered the phone number.
Oh, well, that's good. You have a very good memory.
Yeah, I'm not.
You are very good. It amazes me if you don't know. You are so good with Jeopardy. It's unbelievable. My family has always been amazed at your ability to just rattle off the answers. And I always say, why don't you go on the show?
Because I'm too busy doing radio.
You could be the next Ken Jennings. You're too
Maybe.
Busy doing radio.
Too busy doing this radio show.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
You know, one thing that makes us different than a lot of stores I want to mention before we leave the show here is that we actually have a company within our store that you won't see in other stores that actually we can test the neurochemicals within your brain, and they have formulas specifically formulated for what the results may show.
Yeah, those neuroscience products. Yes,
right. So
absolutely.
Make sure you ask about that if you're interested, and you won't find that normally in other health food stores around the area. And again, we're Gulf Coast Nutrition on the corner of Alderman Road and Alt 19. And don't forget about your tune-up.
Oh, yes, Brenda B., tell us about the tune-up really quick.
The tune-up really quick is where we want to set an appointment with you just to spend some time with you. You'll bring in your supplements, all everything you're taking, and we'll just review it for anything that anywhere that we can save you money. Make sure you're taking higher quality. Make sure you're taking what you need for your specific condition.
And you can also check us out at GulfCoastNutrition.com. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.